Okay, let's get cracking. We are up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, Maseches Brachos, as we finish off the fifth Perek of Brachos and begin the sixth Perek of Brachos, which will begin for us a totally new discussion, a totally new section of Maseches Brachos. But for now, let's begin with Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, HaMispalel V'tov, a person is davening by himself, and he makes a mistake. Siman Ra Lo, it's a bad sign for him. You made a mistake. You obviously weren't focusing as much as you should have been. It is a bad sign for you. V'im shliach tzibur hu. But if he's the shliach tzibur who makes the mistake, siman ra l'shalchav, then it's a bad sign not only for him, but for those who sent him. Mipnei sheshlucho shel adam kemoso. There's a very important topic and concept that comes out throughout the Mishnah, throughout the Gemara, really, called shlucho shel adam kemosa, that a person's messenger is like him. If I send you to deliver a message for me, if I send you to deliver a get to divorce a woman, or to deliver an item to marry a woman, you become me. You become like me. Shlucho shel adam kemoso. So when we're putting up the shliach tzibur, the person who's representing the tzibur as the chazan, he's representing me, and he's representing you, and he's representing all of us. So if he makes a mistake, then it's not only a bad sign for him, but it's a bad sign for those who sent him as well. Shlucho shel adam kemoso. The person who was sent is just like the person who sent them. They're the same exact person for the purposes of halacha. Amru Allah, they said about Al Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, the following pretty crazy thing. Listen to this. Shahayim mispalel al hacholim. The Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa used to daven for sick people. The Omer, and this is what he used to say. Pretty crazy stuff. Zechai v'zemes. This guy, he's going to live. V'zemes. And this guy, he's going to die. Certainly nowadays, no one can tell the future like this. No one can tell you definitively who's going to live and who's going to die. But Rabbi Chanin ibn Dosa used to have the ability to do that. Amru lo, they said to him, Minay natayotay, Rabbi Chanina, how do you know who's going to live and who's going to die? Amar lahem, he responded to them and he said, Im shigura tfilasi bifi. If the tefillah, if my prayers were fluent, were clear, were good in my mouth, I wasn't making any mistakes, everything was crisp and perfect, yodea ani, I knew that my tefillah, that my prayer would be accepted by Hashem and the person would live. But if my tefillah wasn't fluent, if I wasn't comfortable and clear in the tefillos to Hashem, I knew that the tefillos were not going to work, were not going to be successful, because they were not fluent in my mouth. So we see that that it's very important to try to be as careful as possible when we're davening, that we daven properly as well. Certainly for the shliach tzibur, it's a tremendous responsibility. If I'm the chazan representing a whole community as their shliach, then it's a big responsibility to do the right thing and to say the tefillos in the appropriate way, in a clear way, without making mistakes. Now we're about to begin the perek shishi, the sixth perek of Maseches Brachos. This is going to begin a whole discussion of the act of Brachos, the typical thing that you would expect a Masechta called Brachos to be about. We're going to first discuss the various Brachos made on food, then we're going to discuss other Brachos that are made at different times throughout our lives. Says the Mishnah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, Ketzad Mevarchin Al HaPeros. How does one make a Bracha on Peros? What kind of Bracha do we make on fruits? Al peros ha'ilan, on the fruits of a tree, Omer, one should say, Borei Pri Ha'etz, right, nothing new. We know these brachos, but now we actually see that there's a Mishnah that tells us what to say. It's not just random, wasn't made up. It's in the Mishnah that when you're eating a fruit, before you eat the fruit, you should say, Borei Pri Ha'etz, we're thanking Hashem for the fruit of the tree. Chutz min hayayin, except for wine. Wine, even though it's made from grapes, which are technically a fruit, Sha'al hayayin Omer, Borei Pri Ha'gafen. Because on wine, we make a berei pri hagafen, even though it's from a fruit, we don't make a ha'etz, we make a hagafen on wine. Continues the Mishnah, v'al peros ha'aretz, what about the fruits of the land, otherwise known as vegetables? What bracha do we make? Omer, we say, berei pri ha'adamah, we make the bracha of berei pri ha'adamah, chutz min ha'pas, except for bread. Even though bread grows, is created from wheat, which grows from the ground, we don't make a ha'adamah on pas, on bread. Rather, what do we make? Sh'al ha'pas hu omer ha'motzi lecha min ha'aretz. That when it comes to pas, when it comes to bread, we make the bracha of ha'motzi lecha min ha'aretz, though one who brings out bread from the ground. A special bracha on bread and special bracha on wine. V'al ha'yirakos omer berei peri ha'adama. And on regular vegetables, we make berei peri ha'adama. We make the bracha of berei peri ha'adama. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, berei minei disha'im. Rabbi Yehuda, we do not paskin like this, but Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that when it comes to vegetables, we should be a little bit more specific. We shouldn't just say berei peri ha'adama. Rather, when it comes to, you know, when it comes to greens that we typically eat, their stalks and their leaves, we should say berei minei disha'im, which are basically faking Hashem. Disha'im are like grasses, faking Hashem for the grasses, not just general vegetables, but be as specific as possible. He would say that on any sort of plant, like grains or like legumes, different things like that, different plants that we would eat, we should say berei minei zira'im. We're thanking Hashem for creating different types of seeds and so on. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like the Tanakam, who holds that on vegetables we make berei peri ha'adama, on fruits we make berei peri ha'etz, on bread we make berei ha'moti lechem in ha'aretz, on wine we make berei peri ha'gafen. And these are the brachos that we make. Just to conclude by saying what the Gemara tells us, the Gemara wants to know, what's the source that we have to make a bracha? Why do we have to make a bracha? Just there has to be a source. Anything that we do needs to be sourced in something. So the Gemara concludes that it is a svar. It is simply something that we should know. Why? Why would we know to make a bracha? Because, says the Gemara, how could it possibly be that a person would benefit from this world, would benefit from something that Hashem put into the world, without thanking Hashem for, without asking Hashem for permission to use it? And that's why things are really only mutter for us to eat, for us to enjoy, for us to benefit from, once we ask Hashem in the bracha rishona, once we initiate and say the berei peri ha'etz, the hamotzi, and so on. And certainly thank Hashem in the bracha achrona, which we'll get to at a later point as well. Have a great day.